Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. There happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, but please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line Joan Vian, and we're going to be talking about the move towards the cashless society. And Joan, as you know, has attended the meetings of the internationalists there, certainly usually in Europe or wherever they're meeting. She goes all over the world to attend these meetings to come back to explain to us what's going on. But she attends the meetings there of the Bank for International Settlement as the Group of Eight, as the financial leaders of the world get together. The captains of the kings, the ruling class that determined, that controls the central banks of the world and determine whether we have inflation or whether we have deflation or whether we have prosperity or poverty. Joan Vian, thank you so very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, thank you so much for being there. Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on from your perspective.
Well, I think you summarized it when you talked about the captains and kings. Unfortunately, there is a ruling class, an elite. You can call them the captains and kings and now queens of industry. You can call them the Illuminati. You can call them satanic. You can call them Kabbalists. You can call them whatever you want. But there is a group of people who believe that they have the right to rule over us. And they have the right to, that the earth is theirs and not ours, as God intended in Genesis 1. And it is these people that are creating an agenda that makes you and I peons with no value or little value, except whatever small assets we may have. And it is these people who want to enslave us to the point whereby we have no options.
Well, I spent on the weekend, I was reading a book for a program we're going to do on Wednesday called Ruling the World, and it's written by one of the men who is part and parcel of the National Security Council, which he admits really rules not only our country and determines our policies, but rules the world. David Rothkopf, it's a fascinating insight into how these people think, and they think entirely differently than you and I do, don't they?
Yes, they do. And as such, I mean, I have tried a number of times to try and make myself royal, such as the British royal family. And the fact is that they have been on this earth, and we'll get to your question, they've been on this earth since 850 as rulers and kings. Now, a king doesn't gain his wealth and his possessions because he's a nice guy. They use deceit, deception, distortion, treachery, whatever it takes for them to, quote-unquote, win. And that's the kind of world we live in. There's a lot of that treachery going on, and the Bank for International Settlements is just one of those organizations set up and created to completely shift and transfer the wealth of the world into a group of people who happen to be in control.
And, of course, the Bank for International Settlements, for those of you who do not know, is the central banker's central bank. And it was formed after the Second World War. I believe it's in Basel, Switzerland. And, of course, here is where the captains of the kings get together to plan your future and the destruction of Western civilization as we know it. We're going to be back in just a moment here with Joan Vian as we explore this incredible subject, the coming financial collapse, and the cashless society. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest today is Joan Vian, and we're going to be talking about the coming financial difficulties, which I believe lie ahead, and we'll have to see if Joan agrees with me or doesn't. Joan has had the unique opportunity of traveling throughout the world, attending all these international meetings and talking many times and interviewing the men who shaped the policies of our nation and determined the future of the world. Now, there really are men who do this. They're not elected. They're part of a ruling aristocracy, part of a ruling elite. And they are moving America, I believe, towards a financial crisis and destruction. What are your thoughts on that?
It depends on the day and the hour. There are moments when I see that happening completely, and there are moments when I say, why do they have to? You know, when you look at the average person, most of the people in America, Joe Average, we're not talking the filthy rich and famous, the Bill Gateses or the Rupert Murdochs, or the heir of a local grocery store chain, you know, in which their assets might be about $10 million. Or even those that have assets of $1 million or more. Actually, $1 million's not a whole lot anymore. Let's just say $3 million to ten.
And as they say, you know, $1 billion doesn't buy what it used to.
That's right. And we all know that even $1 million doesn't buy what it used to, especially since the housing prices have doubled in 5 years. So a lot of people are wealthy on paper, and it's only really on paper. When you look at the average person right now, you have many people up to their eyeballs in debt. They have, you know, the credit cards. The average balance on a credit card is $10,000. I think the average person has 30 credit cards. They're mortgaged up to the hilt. They've used their house as a checking account. And they appear to be living the good life when it's all on debt. Why do these people have to cause a crash when basically they're getting anywhere from 9.9% to 25% on a credit card, and who knows what the mortgage is, or the as prime goes up, what the home equity line of credit is. So, in many respects, they don't have to cause a crash because they already own the souls of these people, whether they know it or not. On the other hand, just like wars are caused to transfer wealth and create an economic stimulus through the industrial military complex, so too changes in the stock market, such as what we saw in 1929 or in the NASDAQ in 2000.
Hold that thought right there, Joan. We'll be back in just a moment with Joan Vian. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Joan Vian. And Joan, I asked her if she felt there was going to be a financial collapse one of these days, not too distant future. She said, well, it depends on the time, the day, and the hour. On one hand, they own everything now. They've got the American people head over heels in debt. And not only that, she didn't mention this, but of course they passed new bankruptcy laws, so you can't get out of that debt. In other words, it had always been that we didn't have debtors' prisons. You could always get out of debt by, going into bankruptcy, and it wasn't a nice thing to do. But now they've changed that. Why, at this time in history, did they change the banking laws, the bankruptcy laws? I believe because they know what's going to happen. And when you go head over heels in debt, you're never going to get out of debt anymore. The young people are borrowing all this money to get an education for a job that is can't be marketed because, they can do the job for a third the price over in India with people probably far better educated. And these young people, they get out of a university and the jobs just aren't there. So, and then they're going to have to pay back the $20,000 or $30,000 or $50,000 or $75,000 that they have borrowed. And now they're beginning to raise the interest rates on those college loans retrospectively. And these children will be wage slaves the rest of their lives. And I believe that that's just what they're going to do. But I believe that they feel, and I would like Joan's thought on this, I believe that they feel that we are going to have some real financial problems, and that's how they're going to take us into the cashless society.
All right. Well, let me, as I say, you know, I've been all over the gambit on this, and there are days that I see that, yes, they're going to do this, and there are other days when maybe a little optimistic. Not that I don't doubt that they will. It's the methodology. For example, Dr. Stan, when you take a look at, and on our way to a cashless society, I think one of the modus operandi would be a global currency, which the Bank for International Settlements in their 75th anniversary annual report finally put in print. I've been asking them this question for the last couple of years. And in their 75th anniversary, which was just in June, they basically put it in their annual report that, yes, perhaps, one of the ways to get out of the economic imbalances in the world is for a global currency or a regional currency.
Should we blame you then when it comes about? No, I'm just
No.
They've been planning it all the time.
Actually,
but they just wouldn't admit it.
I'm just a little peon here.
I know.
But let's take a look for a minute at what they're doing. There is no doubt that they're moving the world into regions, the trilateral, if you will. And you have Europe. So they took 25 countries, they got rid of their currencies, and they merged it into a new currency called the euro. That's what they did in Europe. Now let's take a look at what they're going to do here in America. I think it's very evident from what we are seeing as they have passed NAFTA, now CAFTA, and soon the free trade areas of the Americas, which will seal the whole deal. We have a situation whereby many of the Latin American countries are adopting the dollar. So it's not quite the same methodology as the euro, okay? Where, you know, little by little, you know, gradually we have all these Latin American countries adopting the euro, the dollar. Now, let's take a look what they're doing in Asia. We see three different methodologies here, Dr. Stan. You know, I was just thinking about this yesterday as I was doing some research for my next economic newsletter. And when you take a look at Asia, very interesting, they're now moving the Asian countries to a basket of currency. The Chinese renminbi, finally the Chinese said that they would float against the U.S. Now, it's going to be a very gradual float. But the Chinese have adopted, and I don't have the list in front of me, I think four or five currencies, which does include the euro, of course, the British pound sterling, whatever it's called.
And probably the Japanese yen.
And the Japanese
right.
yen. Okay? And so they have that basket of currencies. Now Malaysia is adopting a basket of currency, and Thailand is adopting a basket of currencies. And I find it fascinating that for the Asians, they're going to go the basket of currency route. All right? Now, in each case, they are changing the fortunes of the people. It's just a matter of, you know, how they do it. And so when I look at what is happening here in America, obviously our dollar has depreciated against it was the Deutschmark, now the euro, and the yen by over 70% since 1971. In order to have a world currency, you have to take the strongest currency and reduce it. And that's what they have been doing.
And they've been doing it intentionally, and in the process, simply stealing from anybody who was foolish enough to put their money into bonds or into CDs or anything that was attached to money. This is how you steal from the people. This is what Alan Greenspan said in his essay back in 1965, mm-hmm. which we've quoted so frequently. He said, mm-hmm. if there was any way to protect your money, they would make it illegal. That is the secret of the welfare state. That's why they don't want you to have gold or anything of value.
Well, you know, speaking of gold, I'll have to get the email that I just got today talking about the fact that our government now is making it known that they have the right to seize our gold and silver bullion in rare coins. I just got that today from the gold group. So I'll get that the next break. But we have a situation in which we are seeing the value of our currency drop. We are seeing a change occur as the value is being adjusted according to whatever they deem it to be worth, which makes our standard of living higher and harder. Just as you mentioned, all of our jobs are going overseas. I mean, these young kids with college loans, and what kind of job are they going to have? What are they going to do when they're now using India and to as our back office. Our back office are white collar jobs. We have in China alone, on a yearly basis, they are graduating a half a million scientists and engineers.
Right, and of course, here in America, our colleges are emphasizing mediocrity, and that's exactly what they're doing in our high schools. And it's not happening by accident. They want to destroy the very foundation of this country, our knowledgeable kids. And of course, they're transferring our jobs and our factories and our wealth throughout the rest of the world. But they can't let the American people know that this is part of a grand plan, and anybody that doubts it, you get a copy of the Earth Charter. Read point 10. If you don't have it, can't get it off the internet, call us, we'll send it to you. Point 10, redistribution of the wealth within nations and between nations. That's what it's about, isn't it?
Absolutely. The United Nations has made no bones about it in any of their documents. Of course, and some of the documents even talk specifically, as you mentioned, about a transfer of wealth. And Americans, Where is our understanding? Where is our ability to think through and understand what is really happening? Unfortunately, too many people believe that our government has our best interests at heart.
Are they really that gullible?
Yeah. And unfortunately, that is very true. I remember when I first started covering these meetings, and I'd call my mother, and I'd say, "Mom, Mom, guess what?" And she would she'd say to me, "Oh, that can't be true, Joan. I'm not reading it in the newspaper."
If you're reading it, were reading it in the newspaper, you'd know it wasn't true. Right. People don't understand. The media is controlled, and it is controlled so the American people will not understand what's really going on.
Well, that's absolutely correct. You know, I just think of all the research that you've done, and many of us who've come after you and who are trying to keep up with you, and it's phenomenal. And I just know, Dr. Sand, that as I have learned, one of the reasons why I believe God has even led me in the path that he has is because years ago I started asking him to show me truth. And if we're not asking God to show us truth and to give us wisdom, then we're not going to get it. I mean, if you ask for it, you get it. I mean, God is very gracious. And if you don't ask for it, I'm afraid with some of these people and what they're learning and what they believe and what they think is truth.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, the thing is that the last thing that they want the American people to understand is that they're intentionally bringing all the illegal people into this country from south of the border. The last thing they want the American people to understand is they intend to transfer our factories to India and to Malaysia and into communist China. And basically, by so doing, impoverishing our people. And then, of course, with the price of oil going up, and if anybody thinks that they couldn't bring the price of oil down tomorrow by going into the strategic reserves, they've got to be incredibly naive. We use the strategic reserves to raise the price of oil, and we could put pressure on the Saudis tomorrow and threaten to take action because of their financing of the 9/11 attack. Are we doing any of the logical things? No. We see President Bush holding hands with Prince Bandar, the Saudi Arabian ambassador here, just a few months ago, walking hand in hand with him. And of course, the people who are driving the price of oil up are in bed with the people who rule America. But we can't let the American people know that. Oh, my goodness, it's supply and demand. It's just those terrible Chinese communists. They're the ones who are responsible.
Well, there's no doubt, as you know. It's most interesting, I wrote an economic newsletter 6 months ago, and basically I said, are we seeing a return to the 70s and the death of the dollar? Well, at the Bank for International Settlements meeting, they basically said we're seeing a return to the 70s.
And the death of the dollar. And the tragedy is that so many people are going to be impoverished before this thing is over, and they have to understand what's coming down the line and begin making preparations for it. Those who do, well, they will survive. They may never be rich, but they'll survive. And those who don't, well, I fear many of our people will be impoverished. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Joan Vian here at Radio Liberty.
The Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with the TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000. 4,000.
Hi, this is Doc.
In the last 3 years, gold and silver have been quietly attracting the attention of the smart money investor. And that's with no small wonder when you consider that in those last 3 years, gold has risen over 50% and silver has nearly doubled. So, are you in profit yet? You might think so if you bought gold or silver coins in the last 3 years. And true enough, some coins have increased by as much as 70%. So how do you know how much your portfolio has gained or lost? With a quick call to the asset management professionals at Colonial Resources. 1-800-685-4042. Colonial Resources will give you current market quotes on your gold or silver bullion and collector coins. If you're ready to sell, Colonial pays higher prices for your coins than almost anyone in the industry. And if you doubt that, call the company that sold them to you and ask what they'd buy them for, and then call us. To find out where you stand in the rapidly changing precious metals market, call Colonial Resources today, toll free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you...
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, this afternoon. It is Joyce Riley, I should say Joan Vion, and Joan is talking to us really about what's happening financially throughout the world. Go ahead, pick up the story there, Joan.
So we are faced with the fact that all of the financial and economic imbalances that the Bank for International Settlements say the world has were basically created by them when they took the world off of the gold standard. Very interesting, you know. Now you create a problem so you can solve it. And they're now saying, oh my goodness, look at this problem. And the only way that we can solve it, or one of the ways that we think we can solve it, is through a global currency. So we're seeing this come about in the bringing together of various currencies, the consolidation. Thank you. The consolidation of currencies, whether we're seeing it now with the euro or the dollar being the dominant currency in this hemisphere. El Salvador adopted the dollar in 2001. There are a number of other countries that already use in Latin America that already use the dollar. I don't think it's real hard for us to imagine that the rest of the Latin American countries will adopt the dollar. We also can see a global currency of some kind now going on in Asia. And I find it interesting that Asia is going to use a basket of currencies. I had the opportunity, the rare opportunity, to interview former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker a year and a half ago. And I was able to ask Paul Volcker, what did he see for the future? He told me, in a globalized world, the word globalized means all the barriers between the nation states are down, what we need is an international currency. When I asked him, did he see a special drawing right, the bottom line is he told me, oh, no, much more than that. But I really think I took him off guard with that question, because when I went back and asked him, well, like what, he turned his back on me. So we're seeing this, the idea, the concept of a global currency take root, if you will. And we'd have to be pretty dumb not to see that it's a way to confiscate wealth, it's a way to transfer wealth, and in a world in which there are no more barriers between the countries, economic, political, legal, trade, intelligence, military, where in a world in which there are no more barriers between the nation states, it is very simple for these people who no longer have to worry about the ins and outs of various country rules to literally skim off the top of the world, whether it is the NASDAQ market, the currency market, the commodities market, the housing market, the stock market, the bond market. You know, they have now full reign to just run roughshod over all of the markets in the world, because all of the assets that used to be held by banks, like mortgage notes, credit card, auto loans, are no longer being held by banks, but they're in the mortgage, the marketplace.
And I think really what's so interesting that people don't understand is that they have a planned program to destroy the value of the currency. And right today, if you are, say, getting, a 1 or 2%, on your bonds, or 1 or 2% on your savings deposit, inflation is really, they may tell you it's running 3 or 4%, but they're simply lying to you. Inflation is a means of stealing of the value of the currency of the people. People who work hard and save their money and put it in the bank see it progressively eroded by inflation, and they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the people to understand this is the plan. This is how you get people to work all their lives and then impoverish them.
Exactly. Absolutely. And let me just say that with regard to what they are doing in the world, let's just talk for a moment about inflation. Inflation, they no longer, inflation used to take into consideration the cost of home ownership. It now takes into consideration the cost of rental.
And, of course, they took it out of there because it showed that we have a skyrocketing inflation.
Over 7%.
Right, and they but don't even put the oil in there. Oh, no, we're not going to put that in. We're not going to put anything that's going up because we want to convince you that there is no inflation. We're doing such a great job. Are you going to believe your lying eyes, or are you going to believe us? Well, I would suggest if you're in the audience, you start believing your lying eyes, because if you don't, you will be impoverished, and your children will live in abject poverty. We're moving towards terrible, terrible times, because there are wicked people who control the government and control the monetary system of the world, and they have an agenda.
will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, En Route to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Sophisticated investors are right. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and Joan was talking about Paul Volcker. And this is what Paul Volcker wrote on April 10th of this year. Under the placid surface, there are disturbing trends. Huge imbalances, disequilibria, risks. Call them what you will. Although the circumstances seem to me as dangerous and intractable as any I can remember, and I can remember quite a lot, what really concerns me is that there seems to be so little willingness or capacity to do much about it. Personal savings in the United States have practically disappeared. To be sure, businesses have begun to rebuild their financial reserves. But in the space of a few years, the federal deficits has come to offset that source of national savings. What holds it all together is a massive and growing flow of capital from abroad running to more than $2 billion every working day and growing. More recently, we've become more dependent on foreign central banks, particularly in China and Japan and elsewhere in East Asia. The difficulty is that this seemingly comfortable pattern can't go on indefinitely. I don't know of any country that has managed to consume and invest 6% more than it produces for long. The United States is absorbing about 80% of the net flow of international capital, and at some point, both central banks and private institutions will have their fill of dollars. I don't know whether change will come with a bang or a whimper, whether sooner or later. But as things stand, it is more likely than not that it will be a financial crisis rather than policy foresight that will force the change. What do you think of that statement, Joan?
Who said that again?
Paul Volcker, writing in the Washington Post on the 10th of April of this year.
All right, let me tell you about what I think of that. It's very interesting. Again, let's talk about how they created the problem. Paul Volcker talks about the lack of personal savings, okay, and the federal deficit. It used to be that when we had a federal deficit, it was the amount of savings in the bank that was used to cover the federal deficit. You know the difference? It's sort of like added into the pile of money, if you will, and how they did their accounting. Well, in 1980, our government passed the Monetary Deregulation Act. That's the short title for this this act. But anyway, the Monetary Deregulation Act was passed in 1980. It was very interesting. There were a number of things that happened with that particular law. But what we're going to talk about at this moment is the fact that they decided that they would take away the mandatory amounts of interest that a bank had to pay on savings accounts. And so at the same time, if you remember, they ran up the interest rates. Prime rate was at 22%, and they created something called money market funds, where people could put their money into this mutual fund of certificates of deposit and get a blended rate of 14, 15, 16%. Well, my goodness, everybody took money out of the bank, put it in this money market fund, but this is the beauty for them of what they did. At that time, the bank had to charge a minimum, a floor and a ceiling on interest as far as what they could pay and what they could charge. Well, that went away with this act so that they gave us a little bit of sweet for just a little while to get everybody happy with the idea that that's what they did and how wonderful it would be. But here's where we're at. We have a situation whereby they only pay, depending on what interest rates are doing, 1/2 to 2%, 1/2 to 1% to 2% on savings, and they charge anywhere from 9.5 or whatever it is, the lowest interest on credit cards, all the way up to 25%. So they are making out like a bandit. They get to pay the least amount of interest possible, and they get to charge the maximum. So that what happened is a lot of people said, hey, I'm not going to save in the bank. I'm taking my money out, and I'm going to put it into the market, which is exactly what they wanted people to do, so that I can get a better return, and I'm willing to take the risk. So, you know, they created, again, going back to the imbalance. And Paul Volcker, I don't have any nice words for you. They created on purpose this imbalance, so that we don't have the money in the banking system. We have the money in the stock market. Basically, they're saying people aren't saving. They're saving where they can save. Are people savers other than the 401k and all of that? The answer is no, because the cost of living. When you take a look at, you know, housing doubling in 5 years, my goodness, people are just about making it.
And because I talked to a fellow, I was on a plane yesterday, talking to a young man. He said one of his friends wants to buy a house in the area we live. He was thinking of taking out a 50-year loan. That was the only way he could possibly make the monthly payments, taking out a 50-year loan. But he said, well, of course he'll be all right because he can keep the house a few years and sell it. And I said, but what happens if the value of the house goes down? What happens to him then and his future?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. The Washington Post had an article, and they said that in San Francisco, the median price home is $750,000, and that 61% of the buyers have had to resort to interest-only loans.
In other words, they're not paying anything on the principal. They're just paying interest to stay in the house. And if the value of that house goes down, if they lose their job, then they lose everything.
And I would remind listeners that 20 years ago, in 1980, going back to 1980 again, that was a very key year. We had the savings and loan crises, which is something else that they changed. And in doing so, what they did was they created a massive problem with the savings and loans. They crashed due to high interest rates and people moving their money from the banking system and the savings and loans to these money market funds that I talked about. So then all of the real estate that these banks held as collateral, they couldn't afford it anymore. The savings and loans crashed. You'll remember that they set up the resolution trust, which was an insider deal. That was very sweet, whereby there wasn't any accounting. There was no accountability to the Resolution Trust. The government divvied up the assets of all these failed savings and loans to all their buddies. They bought for literally 2 cents on the dollar all these major real estate, commercial real estate from across the U.S. Guess what? We are now 25 years later. These properties have peaked in value. And my question is, so what cycle are we going into now? Just like they're leaving these people. I mean, in California, it says that only 18% of the people are able to qualify and afford a 30-year mortgage. So as they raise interest rates, we're going to see, you know, another wave for these people to buy. And they're going to buy low, and the people who thought they had something are not going to have it.
Well, the thing that worries me, you know, Joan, is we see rising prices of oil. This is going to have an impact upon our society. As we see rising interest rates, this is going to have an impact on our society. As we see more and more of our factories and our jobs going overseas and the new jobs that are being created, and if you see what the jobs really are, they're all low-paying jobs. Other than the government jobs. I mean, they had 200,000 jobs, you know, last month or month before that. 17% of our government jobs, there were no manufacturing jobs. They are moving intentionally and purposely to impoverish our people. And you cannot have continued prosperity when you have people in government who are intent upon redistributing the wealth of the people of this country.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so let me just make a plug for my economic newsletter.
All right, you go ahead.
One of the ways that helps me finance these trips, which are all very costly, is if people will subscribe to my economic newsletter and my geopolitical newsletter that talks about the conferences and gives you details that you're not going to read anywhere else. For you to help me will only allow me to go to more conferences, and I need your help. For people who are interested and sincerely interested, and I might make mention that I hardly get any phone calls from many of the radio programs that I do. It's very, very disgusting, and it's very depressing. My number is 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541, yeah, 0541.
0541, okay.
And you can ask for an information packet. You can ask for other materials that I make available. But the bottom line is, I need your help.
Well, I recommend Joan, and her work, I think, is so vitally important because she's one of the few people who are really telling us what is really going on in the financial circles throughout the world. And I really believe myself that we are being set up for a great financial problem in this country. And whether it will be inflation, whether it will be deflation, or maybe even the worst of both, in an inflationary depression. That would really, of course, pull the rug out from underneath our society.
Oh, absolutely. And inflationary depression would really be the worst of all worlds, because the cost of living would be so cotton-picking high that people would stop buying, and once they stop buying, whatever you have is not going to have any value, no matter how cheap it is.
And, of course, people have to understand with the price of oil going up, this impacts on the price of everything you buy, which most of it is brought in by diesel-driven trucks. Certainly the price of plastics are going to go up. The price of energy production is going to go up. And I believe that there is an organized effort. I don't believe that these things are happening at all. I think they block efforts to provide adequate energy and oil supplies for years. They won't allow them to drill up in Alaska. You've heard the material we have from Lindsay Williams, and I verify this from people who work for BP Oil. There's massive pools of oil up there off the North Slope. Even if we started to go into it tomorrow, it would be 5 years to get it down here before you could get the pipelines built. They're creating a crisis. And out of that crisis, I fear, will come economic chaos for the American people. Rising oil prices are going to create terrible problems for us. They're going to blame it on the Chinese. They're going to blame it on everybody. They're not going to blame it on the people who are really responsible, have created this whole thing. And they sit in the boardrooms here in the United States, and they work in concert with our political leaders.
And, you know, let's talk about that for a moment. they work in concert with our political leaders. One of the big things that was shocking to me when I was first learning about the international level is the fact that I realized the international could not affect me where I live, school, home, church, okay, society, unless the international had access through the federal level down to the local level. And that is what is scary. Most people know that the congressmen and the senators that now, quote-unquote, serve us are only serving themselves, and that basically there isn't, they're not listening to us. We are, you know, a country out of control.
And, I mean, here in California, it costs about $60 million to run for the United States Senate for a job that pays you $150,000 a year. Why would you invest that much money to get to be a United States Senator to make $150,000 a year? Why
tell me what you think.
I think that we have some of the finest politicians that money could buy.
Well, you know, the two things are happening. Number one, they're giving away the sacred trust of the American people, number one. And number two, they basically are looting America.
Well, I think over there in Iraq, well, there's $8 billion that is missing. And, of course, Paul Bremer, you remember, he was the man who was in charge. He works for Kissinger and Associates, very closely affiliated with the Rockefeller interests, and Halliburton, which is so close to Dick Cheney. And when people point out $8 billion is missing, Bremer's remark was, well, don't blame us. I mean, things are confusing over there. I mean, how are we going to keep track of all that money? Oh, shucks, we just have no idea how it happened, and we're just so incompetent. We lost $8 billion, but don't worry, but don't blame us for what happened. Well, when you're in charge, ladies and gentlemen, you're responsible. $8 billion disappears, why, head's out of roll. Have you heard anything about taking action against Henry Kissinger or Paul Bremer or Kissinger and Associates? No, Paul Bremer is living very comfortably now. Very, very comfortably.
Scary, isn't it? That.
But where is the outcry from the American people? Where is the outcry from the media? Where is the outcome from our political leaders? And I feel that most of them are afraid to speak out because so many of them are taking money under the table as well. At the very highest levels, I mean, go down the line of recently Duke Cunningham, you know, a congressman from Southern California, Tom DeLay, Bill Frist, Hassert, who's the House Majority Leader, you know, bringing out the fact he's been taking money under the table from Turkey. I mean, when you have a country that's turned against God, or against God, we've taken God out of our society, should we be surprised that our politicians are corrupt?
You know, it's very, very sad. I've told this story before, and I think it bears repeating here. When I was at the World Economic Forum several years ago, right before we bombed Iraq, but everybody knew we were going into Iraq, a very brave man got up out of the audience, and he was pointing his finger at the gentleman from Michigan, who is now our trade rep. He's a very, very good friend of Bush, and his name escapes me at the moment, but he was a congressman from Michigan, and now he's our U.S. trade representative. He took Zolak's place. And he pointed his hand, his finger at him, you know, and his arm up, and he said, You Americans, the world depends on you. You have the Constitution. And when you are dark, the world is dark. And he got such a rousing. And, you know, even some of the evil people know truth from error. And he got a rousing applause and ovation, standing ovation, for what he was willing to say publicly.
Well, unfortunately, more people aren't willing to get up and do what's right. It cost them $50 billion of our tax money to buy the votes of the congressman to get CAFTA through. Now, you know, hey, you know, if a congressman takes a couple of thousand dollars, you know, as a bribe, that's criminal. But when you spend $50 billion to buy perhaps 10 or 15, the votes of 10 or 15 Republicans, congressmen, that's called politics. I don't call it politics. I call it bribery. That's what it was. $50 billion in things that they promised to get for their districts so they could get reelected. And I don't care what you call it. We live in a corrupt society. And, of course, the corruption is at the leadership of both political parties. And, of course, the leadership of both political parties professes to be Christian. Well, Joan, we're out of time. Let's get your telephone number out one more time, your website.
The phone number is 301-371-0541. The website is womensgroup.org. Please call us for our report on the Bank for International Settlements and the G8.
And thank you so much, Joan.
God bless you.
Bye-bye, and you too. And I'm really concerned that, you know, people see what's going on in America today and say, is that what Christianity is all about? And I think, of course, if we continue our present course, we're going to totally discredit Christianity in the Muslim world and throughout the rest of the world. Let's take America back.
Our four tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and let me suggest that if you really want to know what's going on in the world, you would need to see our DVD. It's called The Coming Financial Crisis. We recommend that. And we have a pamphlet that goes with that. It's only $3.95. It's called The History of Money. And it's several of my newsletters going into not only the history of money, but the occult forces behind money. You need to understand what's really going on in the world today. And here's a good introduction to begin to get some glimpse of what's happening. And then, of course, we carry the wonderful book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, going to the background of money. And the wicked people who, of course, took away the financial backing of our country and got us onto a fiat money system. And as Aristotle had said so well, there's absolutely nothing wrong with fiat money as long as you have perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings. Who thinks we have godlike wisdom in the White House today? Well, let me tell you that no fiat money system has survived, and ours will not either. And I think eventually it's going to take us into a cashless society, and you'll either buy nor sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast. Then, of course, we carry the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, by Professor Sutton. His books, Gold for Survival and Gold for Investment. They're two separate books. And then the book, Fiat Money Inflation in France, an easy little book to read, but it will give you so much understanding of what happened in the past, because France did exactly what we are doing today. They did it in 1789 after the French Revolution. If you read that book, it's like déjà vu all over again, including the moral collapse of which comes with an affluent society. And then, of course, we have so much other material that's available through Radio Liberty, but those books, The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, Gold for Investment, Gold for Survival, and then, of course, The Fiat Money Inflation in France, we have a great DVD. It's called Phenomenon, the Monopoly Man. It's put out by Larry Bates, but you'll actually hear Milton Friedman talking about how the central bankers intentionally created the Great Depression back in the 1930s. And, of course, if you really want to get into the whole background of the central banking movement, why you need to get the material available through Radio Liberty, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can read down through the titles and pick out my newsletters dealing with finances and money, to find out how it is that a small group of people have gained control of the banking interests of the world and are using them to take us into a new world order and a new world religion. And this has nothing to do with race. This is a satanic conspiracy. This is what it's really all about. But they've created all sorts of diversions to keep you from understanding the true spiritual nature of the battle we're engaged in. So again, our website, radioliberty.com. And you can pull down our newsletters and copy them. You can listen to our programs live on the Internet. You can listen to our archive programs. We are attempting to expand our network. We'll be starting on some 16 or 17 new stations first of next month for our evening program. The program will be broadcast in the morning. We are hoping to syndicate some of our evening programs. But we do need your help. If you believe in what we're doing, if you believe that we are involved in a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization, if you believe that America has turned against God, and if we don't get America turned back in the right direction, we're going to lose this wonderful country, then we hope many of you will join us in this epic struggle. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, because we're told to do that in the Scriptures. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, we'll be back with you once again. Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.